June 26th, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Always now, we beseech you that you receive not the grace of God in vain. 2 Corinthians 6:1. The grace you had yesterday will not do for today. Grace is the overflowing favor of God. You can always reckon it is there to draw upon. In much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. That is where the test for patience comes. Are you failing the grace of God there? Are you saying, oh well, I won't count this time? It is not a question of praying and asking God to help you. It is taking the grace of God now. We make prayer the preparation for work. It is never that in the Bible. Prayer is the exercise of drawing upon the grace of God. Don't say, I will endure this until I get away and pray. Pray now. Draw on the grace of God in the moment of need. Prayer is the most practical thing. It is not the reflex action of devotion. Prayer is the last thing in which we learn to draw on God's grace. In stripes, in imprisonments, tumults, and labors. In all these things, manifest a drawing upon the grace of God that will make you a marvel to yourself and to others. Draw now, not presently. The one word in the spiritual vocabulary is now. Let circumstances bring you where they will. Keep drawing on the grace of God in every conceivable condition you may be in. One of the greatest proofs that you are drawing on the grace of God is that you can be humiliated without manifesting the slightest trace of anything but grace, but His grace. Having nothing. Never reserve anything. Pour out the best you have and always be poor. Never be diplomatic and careful about the treasures God gives. This is poverty triumphant. That's the end of Oswald's message. Often, when people are beginning to journey into the center of God's heart, into a greater place of intimacy and passion for Him, they will withdraw to a quiet place, into a prayer closet, and spend hours, maybe days, just waiting to hear the voice of God, waiting quietly, being patient. This is an excellent exercise for those who are distracted and have not come to a deeply intimate, passionate relationship with their God because they've been too busy doing the things of life, even including the good things, especially good things of service for God in their church or other religious activities. But the ultimate is once centered on God, once intimate with God, to carry the quiet place of prayer out into the activities of life. As Oswald said, when troubles and distress arise, we want to withdraw to the place of prayer, but we can call on God in that place of tumult and trial and bring the peace and quiet of the prayer closet right into the midst of the turmoil. The word, this great spiritual word, is now, and the time of blessing is now. And the time for quiet is now. Regardless of the difficulty, regardless of the trial, regardless of the turmoil, you can have peace in the midst of that storm by exercising the option and the right to pray, to speak with our God and call Him into the circumstance and bring the quietness of His absolute control and guidance through the circumstance. Pray now, regardless of how tumultuous your circumstance.